Welcome to It's a Crazy World, where musicians discuss the unique lifestyles of today's artists. If you want to know how to get through the craziness of the world of music as you reach for your dreams, you won't want to miss this episode of It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Good evening, good evening, good evening from Southern California. This is Cynthia McIntosh, and you are listening to It's a Crazy World. I'm really excited about tonight's show. I decided to do something a little bit different. I am going to answer some of the questions that are the most common questions that I get on a weekly basis. As a coach, I find that there are a lot of questions about what I do, what coaching is, why one needs coaching, and how it can really help clients. And so I thought that tonight I would go ahead and have my coach, and yes, I do have one. I'm going to have my coach on the show tonight so that we can just go over some of the questions that we get asked and answer them for all of you who are listening. I also wanted to talk with my coach about some of the things that she does as a coach, some of the tools that she shares as a coach, and what her goals are for her clients. I'm sure it'll answer a lot of questions, and it will inspire you to reach for your dreams, reach for the stars, and achieve the visions that you have set for yourself. So I am really excited about having her on the show. You will not want to miss it. But first, we are going to listen to a song by a band that I put together many years ago, but it's still fun music. The name of the band is Cactopus, and the name of this song is Chumbi. So sit back, enjoy the music, and we'll be right back with you and our special guest right after this.
Chumbi! Ready? Begin. Do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna wanna? Do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna wanna? Do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna wanna? Do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna, do you wanna wanna?
with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to the It's a Crazy World talk show. Today we are talking to Sarah Cabada. And Sarah is somebody that coaches me. I thought it'd be interesting, since I'm a coach, I thought it'd be interesting to introduce you to my coach, because we should all have one. Right, Sarah?
Absolutely.
Sarah and I have different niches that we work with, but I personally just love it, and I love seeing the changes that it makes in the lives of those that I talk to.
Yeah. Well, it's a pleasure to be on the show with you, and I'm honored to be your coach and to be a coach in general. I'm a business coach and a career coach, and I love helping people transform their lives. It's what I do.
It is, and that's what makes you good at what you do. Yeah, and it's been a real, real blessing having you in my life. I can't thank you enough for what you've done, so thank you.
I'm honored. Thank you.
So let me ask you, how did you get into coaching to begin with?
I got into coaching, well, first let me tell you, I was in theater for many, many years. I live in Los Angeles. And I was trained as a professional actor, and I worked as an actor for years. And then I was managing a couple of live theaters, for-profit live theaters, for many years. And then I kind of got to this point where here I am talking to directors and producers and actors about what they want to create. What's their dream? Like, what do they want to create on the stage, on the field? Like, what's their joy, what's their bliss? And we try to get to that. And then I sort of evolved in that time, because I wanted to talk to people about their transformation, just about creating whatever it is they wanted to create, not just in the theater, not just in the arts, but getting people to a place where they could go from being stopped about something or stuck about something to really creating a deep transformation in their lives, where they could do the very thing that they're afraid to do. Now that's a life worth living.
Yes, so, it is.
Yeah, so I went to a coach training program, and that was about 5 years ago down in San Diego, and it's an ICF credentialed program. The ICF is the International Coaches Federation. They're the credentialing body. Mm-hmm. And so I went to that school, and I went there for about a year. And then I just started having clients right away when I was going through my training there. Mm. And yeah, really fascinating, because at first it's, you know, if for all the new coaches, just like for the new artists or anybody who's new in a field, it's like, really, am I ready for this? But I knew from my training, I knew from having mentored many people in my life, that I was just ready, and this is what I wanted to do.
Right,
so I got clients right away.
That's fun. That's it really parallels what I did. Only for me, it was in the music industry with professional performers, and so I did the same thing though. Long before coaching was even a thing, I was working with artists and helping them through just the unique lifestyle of being an artist, you know, the traveling and dealing with being away from the family and issues mm-hmm. between band members. I mean, it was funny. I would just spend so much time every day getting phone calls from people that would just cry on my shoulder because of this, that, or the other. And I didn't really even realize what I was doing. But once I started studying coaching, I just realized that's my calling, and I should have been doing it for the last 30 years. So, which brings me to the next point that we had talked about during the break before we started the show. One of the things that I find interesting is how not everybody really understands what coaching even is. And there are a lot of different ideas about what coaching is and misconceptions.
True. Yeah, so for me, the difference of coaching, you know, what coaching is, is just what we talked about there, just having somebody go from not having a vision to having a vision to being able to create that thing, to make it tangible and to get results in some area that they haven't been able to get results in. So everybody knows about famous coaches like John Wooden, or, you know, these people that came in and were able to transform something. And there's a bit of a crossover, right, from coaching to consulting. I do some of both of those. So consulting is more telling, and coaching is more asking questions.
Right.
So we shine a light in the places where people don't want to look, or they know they want to go, but for some reason nobody else is bringing that up in their life.
Right.
And just using that example, you know, of weight loss, it's just people know how to lose weight, but why aren't they doing it? What's stopping them? And what are they? What is the real deal? What
right.
is the real deal right. that they need support around in order to shift the thing? And for their career, what is the thing that really drives them? So if you look at your books, you go and you look at your bookshelf if people have books, or if you look at your, you know, whatever you have online, you look at all those names, and they summarize who you are and what your interests are.
I just had to right? I had to laugh when you said that, because if you look at my Kindle, there's like 20,000 coaching books.
Yeah, and it's such an obvious thing that we don't think of. You look at, what do you go to in the online newspaper? What types of things are you reading? What are you talking about? What, you know, are people always talking about films? They're always talking about acting, always talking about slide guitars.
Right.
They're always talking about, you know, making $1 million. And they're completely, it's not, you know, it verges on obsession, but it's just a passion.
Right.
So whatever that thing is that they do, but they're not doing in their actual life. So they go to those things, they gravitate towards those things in their off hours, but then they go to a job where they work in the basement and it's dark and they're doing accounting or something.
Right.
You know, what's to keep them from doing the thing that they really want to do?
Right.
So then we look there. What's the thing keeping them? And the only difference is really making a leap into the unknown and actually doing the stuff that their books say they do in real life.
Right.
So,
right.
And then having a vision, creating a vision to follow that up with strategies and actions, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, and I could go on.
I know, right? And isn't it fun to watch the change in their eyes when they all of a sudden that light goes on and they're like, oh my gosh, that's what I've always wanted, didn't even realize it. You know, when somebody.
Oh, yes.
You know,
oh, yes.
Like you
it's
were
a magical
mentioning,
moment.
You were mentioning, you know, people can obsess about certain things, but the honest reason I think that they don't actually achieve it a lot of the time is because, for example, you mentioned making $1 million. You know, making $1 million isn't the vision. The vision is what they do with that $1 million. Maybe it's living in a specific area or having a certain car. You know, so they might obsess about making that money, but they don't really have the vision of why they want to make money. But when they really sit down and figure out what's important to them and then start working on it, their eyes just light up and they're like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah,
wow,
sure.
Now I get it.
Yeah, it's the whole vision. It's like, so, you know, somebody might have the goal of, you know, losing 40 pounds. It's just such a tangible one to talk about.
Right.
You know, they have a goal of getting married. They have a goal of owning their own company and having the company sold off in 5 years. So what is the actual, the snippet, the vision, the actual physical sensation that they're overcome with when they imagine that thing?
Right.
Over and over and over before they go to sleep. When they wake up, what is the thing that gets them out of bed about that keeps them going so
yes.
that they continue to read books and, you know, and so actualizing that thing.
Right, and why it's important to them.
What is it about that thing? And so one of the greatest things that I love about coaching, so when people actually bring real time, so they could email, they could bring on the calls, what's the actual, so somebody emailed me a mini breakthrough, which was a huge breakthrough.
Right, right.
But, you know, they actually communicate the breakthrough in
right.
that, or the thing that I know I want to do, I know I want to talk to this certain person because I feel deep in my heart they're going to really help me transform my business. They will be a big customer. They will be, you know, and then at that same moment, the reason that they are really afraid of it, or the reason that they don't feel like they have the strategy, whatever it is that's the stuck part, you know, the gum on the shoe, like what's the stuck part? And then when they bring that to the call, that's what we heal, solve, move through, and then they take action right after the call. And then they email, oh my gosh, I had a mini breakthrough, I did the thing, you know. And that process, when they include, or when they really, you know, when I'm involved in that, that helps them transform something deep in their life. Sort of like in cultures where they make those human pyramids, Mm-hmm. Now, I think the reason that they do that is just to see if they can. You know, it's kind of like preposterous that, you know, 80 people could line up on the bottom and, you know, and then up to the little guy on the top. But it's just to prove, you know, the kind of impossible thing can happen.
Sure.
You know, with repeat actions, with support, and just daring to believe and have faith that they can do something that's absolutely impossible.
Right, right. And you've gotten a few of those kind of emails from me over the year. guess what just happened?
Oh, yeah. It's such a delight. And I have loved every one of them. You know, it's such a delight because that's the sheer joy. And it's joy for being able to be there for somebody. And the real joy is that I get to experience what the other person, you know, just joy for you, joy for the other person that they got that thing,
right?
That happened for them, and that it's not about me. It's really about the other person. That's the joy for me.
Right, and I have found in coaching that when I'm really getting involved in that other person's life, and when it becomes incredibly important to me to see that person's success, and that is more important to me than anything else while I'm talking to that person, that's when I'm successful, and that's when it's fulfilling, and that's when I'm really excited about what I'm doing.
Yeah, and at the same time, when they have something, there's part of it that having boundaries is really important. So sometimes they bring something, right? They bring something that's really, you know, deep for them, or something, you know, you hear it, but there's a modicum of distance or separation. It's not my own news. It's not my, you know, my brother or sister's news that I'm hearing. It's with it's just a professionalism, a modicum of separation, where I'm always holding them at what's possible. I'm always holding them at what their vision says they want, and always what I mean by holding them is I'm absolutely always referring back in my words and actions and what I'm pointing them to what's their greatest thing, and they've stated what's their greatest thing, and sometimes they haven't. But there's always holding that they're going in that direction and
right.
That they're 100% capable.
Right. I think another thing that's a little bit difficult from the coaching standpoint is that you need to be sure that you are letting them be them. And so my idea of success might not be their idea of success. It has to be up to them to choose what it is that they want to accomplish. And then I can't push what I think they should be doing on them, because it's got to be, I do need to show them where they need to change in order to meet their goals and have reached their success, but I cannot make their decisions for them. And sometimes it's so difficult because you want to see them do something and you can't.
Yeah, yeah, that kind of, you know, that's sort of what I mean about boundaries. You know, it's not good for them, it's not good for me. And so having that boundary where,
right.
Yes, I'm not telling them that what they should, what sometimes though, somebody says, I think I might be able to charge this. And you can see, you can hear that hesitation in there, like
right.
They know they can charge more than that. So it's up to me as their coach to just like, what would it be like if you charged them $2,000?
Right.
A month.
Right.
What would it be like if you charged this CFO $8,000 a month?
Right.
And, you know, just have that conversation so that there's anything that needs to be flushed out in terms of mindset gets flushed out.
Right.
And then giving them the real strategies of what to say.
Right.
If they want to know.
But it's ultimately their decision. And it ultimately
absolutely.
Has to be something they figure out. You're just kind of asking the right questions.
Yeah, and you get to know your clients and what they, you know, what their bandwidth is, what the stretch is. So
mm-hmm.
stretching someone too far, you know, the band will break. So
right.
just having that ability to stretch where they seem to want to go, but, you know, not reading into it where it's, you know, some exterior, you know, so it's me or what I think that they, it's not about that.
Right.
So, yeah, just holding that person, giving them, you know, the strategies and skills to be able to present better or to be able to sell more often. A lot of times people, you know, for example, they'll say, I'm doing all of this stuff. Say they're a business coach or say they're a business client and they're growing their business. So they have a lot of organizational ability, but they're not closing the deal enough.
Right.
And that's, and so we look at, we really track how many times a day are you actually presenting the sale? How many times a day, how many hours are you spending a week presenting the sale in terms of giving people an opportunity to take you up on it? And if they say, well, you know, I'm making three calls like that a week. And okay, so how did they go? You know, whereas if somebody's making those calls every single day, where it's an actual sales call every day, you know, it will change your business and your life.
Right.
To be able to, I was in sales many years ago, and one of the things we had to do was cold call. I would go into an office and pace for a few minutes. And then what I realized when I first got put into that position, I thought, well, I don't know anything about this product that we're selling. And the president of the company said, he said, you're not selling the product. Just be you. And of course, you know, how do you go and do that? And so I would go and do that. I would get past the gatekeeper, which is a miracle. And just by having that conversation, chit-chatting, for and having dialogue to say, to get beyond that person, you know, and then talking to the president or the CEO, CFO, and just having a conversation, getting into their office, cold calling in person, one of the most beautiful and potentially filled with humility experiences you can possibly have. So getting beyond the gatekeeper, going into the president's office, and you know, they don't know how you got in there, neither do you. But then you bring and you bring up things like, you know, their golf clubs, their family pictures, what kind of a day it is. You bring up something funny, say a joke. I mean, you're not talking about the product, you're talking about life.
You're selling yourself.
You're selling yourself. You're just talking. Right. And people are so relieved by authenticity. I mean, it's just, you know, that word is so not authentic anymore, you know. But just being alive and being human and noticing things that people don't normally say, then they're like, oh, 15 minutes goes by and they're like, what are you doing here again? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm here to sell you this product, you know. And then you bring out the contract and they sign it.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But that requires that requires a lot of confidence. That requires you believing in yourself. And that's where coaching comes in. It's just helping you to really feel comfortable with what you're doing and love what you're doing and have it be fulfilling.
Yeah, yeah. And even if somebody isn't confident, we can still have them do those things. Even if they have no plan or hope of doing that, they just, you know, they really believe in what you're telling them. Like if they just show up, it's kind of like jumping out of a plane and figuring out how to get down on the way, you know. So right, you go into that office and you don't know what you're going to say, you don't know what you can't depend on the fact of what's going to be there that you're going to see. But if we allow ourselves to be 100% present, we will see something. And it's allowing ourselves to be present and receptive, communicative, and communicating from there. Oh, I noticed that. I mean, even saying to the person, you know, I don't know how it is that I'm able to say half the things I say, but from a space of being genuine and from a space of being compassionate and wanting the best for people, it's amazing what you can say.
Right.
And people will allow it and they want to hear more and they're just relieved by it.
Right, right. And again, I think a lot of it is just when you're focusing on the person you're talking to and not on your business, your finances, your where you want to be, you know, all that kind of thing, the things that can get in the way. If you're really focusing on the person in front of you and nothing else, and you're really listening and looking at their expressions and getting to know them and caring about them at the time, that's what's going to make all the difference in the world.
Especially with topics like finances. If we led with a conversation about, you know, what's going on with the finances.
Right.
Then, it, you know, money sometimes for people who have financial difficulty, it's problematic. It's scary because it's the mindset that's the problem. It's not the actual finances that are the problem.
Right.
You know, you know, it's like a checkup from the neck up. You know?
Good one.
Yeah. So we look at what's the mindset in there. What's the mindset creating the financial difficulty?
Right, right. Okay, well, we're going to take a break, but we will be back with Sarah right after this.
It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh. We'll be right back after this.
The internet. The new landscape continues to grow, but bad behavior in the world of social media hurts more than you think. Young people affected by online bullying and social isolation often get poor grades, have low self-esteem, skip school, and in some cases are depressed, violent, and even commit suicide. Well, Beyond Differences and I Keep Safe are changing that, providing tools like 10 deep breaths to help teens manage both on land and online. Take anger down a notch and take kindness up. Beyond Differences is a peer-led group dedicated to ending social isolation, offering tools to build healthy relationships online. Learn more at beyonddifferences.org and join others in taking the pledge at wearekindonline.com.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Daniel. Do you need a little pick-me-up to get you to the end of your workday or to help you get ready for work? Then I invite you to tune in to Independent Corner on Indie 104. I give you 3 hours of the best up-and-coming independent artists and bands from the U.S. around the world, and from your hometown.
Hey there, everyone. This is Marija of Shadows Talk from Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Hello, everyone. This is Morgan from Ravensheart in the UK.
Hey, everyone. This is Michaela from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina.
So tune in to Independent Corner with me, DJ Daniel, every Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on Indie 104, iRadio LA.
Hi, this is Success Coach Cynthia McIntosh. If you could wave a magic wand to make your life anything you wanted it to be, what would that look like? How would it feel? What would be the changes you would see? If you're ready to make those changes and overcome all your obstacles, give us a call. I would love to be part of your success. You can reach us at 866-636-4696, or you can visit our website at successwithmcintosh.com.
We're back with more It's a Crazy World with Cynthia McIntosh.
Thanks again for listening to It's a Crazy World. We are here today with my coach, Sarah Kabata. And we are we've been talking about a lot of things. But we are talking about coaching and how coaching does help in all aspects of life. And one of the things that I would like to talk about is the kind of people that we spend our time with and how they affect our goals and how they affect our ultimate desires and how they hinder us on reaching our visions. So,
such a great topic.
Yeah, I know I run into that a lot in the music industry because people do want to start bands with their friends and they want to hang out with their friends, and those are not always the best people for them. They are not always the people that are going to help them succeed. They are sometimes a big hindrance if they're not leading you in the right direction. And it is really, we were also talking about the fact that it's very important to have a vision, because that vision is what's going to empower you to achieve what you want to achieve down the road. And without that vision, you have nothing to look for. And that vision keeps you as long as you have a really well-defined vision, that vision is going to keep you on the right path, because it's going to remind you and it's going to stop you every time that you do get involved with the wrong people or you make the wrong decisions. And taking little steps each day to make the right decisions and to get where you want to be.
Yeah, great topic. So having people in the environment that are really supportive of what you do, one of the things that I have people do is to have other mentors. So have people in their environment. So a million years ago when I was an actor, say I would call casting people, managers, actors that I admired, say, hey, I remember this one. I asked, hey, this is Sarah Kabata and I'm an actress in Los Angeles. I met you here and here. And I love what you're talking about, who you are, what you stand for, the movies you've done. And I want to ask you, would you mentor me? And would you mentor me? And what does that mean? That means, will you spend 20 minutes with me 3 times on the phone in the next 2 months? And what I'm going to be looking for is just the insights that you have that might be useful to me and particular to me and where I'm at in my business, in in my business of acting or my business of music as it pertains to some of the listeners. So I want to see, and that person said yes. And so people do, because they want to give back to the community, especially people that have been around for a while. If they're successful, right, they want to get back. And especially these days, because people know that giving back is what it's all about. It really, it allows them to share their success with other people, and it generates more success for them. So getting a mentor. Then having people in the environment where you feel good after you talk to them.
Right.
They don't drain you. If there's anybody that drains you, you might, giving that a second thought. What is it that's serving you? What is not serving you? Why are you continuing to hang out with them? Maybe there's some other benefit, I don't know. And it could be a family member or even a spouse. And your best friend, somebody that kind of drains you. So it's learning about boundaries.
Right.
So there was that famous quote about, we're the average of the five closest people to us. And I don't necessarily believe that. You can have, say if somebody's in a relationship or so forth that is a difficult relationship, we don't want them to exit that relationship right away. And that's not what I coach to. Sometimes it happens, and sometimes they move on to a better one, which has happened several times in my coaching. So we want them to have boundaries, and then always be bringing in and connecting with people who, when I went to dinner with that person, I felt so inspired. I felt so inspired that I could do anything. So having those people and in their environment and continuing that connection, putting them on Facebook and LinkedIn and coming back to those people. Sometimes people will make an acquaintance at a networking event that they really enjoy talking to and never follow up. They having a great connection with somebody, always following up. I remember my grandmother was so good at this and taught me this, that I don't know how she remembered all of our birthdays. She remembered every detail that was going on in all of our lives and would always connect. It was almost like clockwork. Then I figured out, she might actually have this in a calendar way before, automated digital calendar. I think she even had things in a calendar. Check in with Sarah about her theater, piece that's at the, I was in a play at the Kennedy Center. She sent me a package before it. And I was like, how does she remember the date? So the things that you remember about somebody. And some, when I was in sales once, a woman remembered what kind of dog people had. I mean, she took it to the she took it to the hilt. I remember dogs too because I love them. But remembers birthdays, details. They broke their leg, all this kind of stuff. And because going back to that earlier conversation about going into an office and just being human and bringing up those conversations. Hey, how's your leg doing? Hey, how's your kid's soccer game and stuff like that. So some of that is a little extemporaneous or it's a little far-reaching for me, but being able to connect with people about what you love that they did. When I managed live events, being able to connect with, I remember walking Al Pacino through the theater, and we were out front of the theater, and he's wearing a trench coat. Like, you would never know it was him unless you knew what he looked like. And so he's outside just in the lawn in front of the big theater, and he's just starts doing Richard III to nobody. And he was just getting a sense of what it felt like to present there. I'm assuming that he wanted to feel what it felt like there. And just the energy of the place where it was a really powerful theater. And it was amazing. Nobody's watching. There's like cars driving by. Nobody knows. And here's Al Pacino doing Richard III. And to be able to have that conversation and tell him, hey, I saw Richard III in London years ago. And, to have that conversation where you're following the person, if you're asking them to be a mentor, really know the details about them so that you can bring that up. So having boundaries, having mentors, following up with people, having an action partner. That's something that, you can never have enough action partners. I'm gonna make this call today. If it's not a coach, having action partners on top of having a coach is really helpful, I believe. Mm-hmm. If you're into high performance, if you want to get a goal that's like, seems like it's really far reaching for you, having an action partner, I can't say, it's so very, very helpful.
Right.
And then being willing to let some of those relationships that are draining, just let them go. There's nothing, like somebody said to me once, you owe him nothing. you know, and we don't owe people, and we're not responsible for people's welfare as much as some of us take on. So just allowing people to fade back out of your environment, especially if they don't excite you or impassion you or invigorate you after you talk to them.
Right. And I think a lot of that has to do with just your priorities, setting your priorities. And your priority has to be partly you as well. You know, you need to take care of yourself. You need to pay attention to how people affect how you think about yourself and how they affect your vision for yourself and your belief in yourself. I think setting priorities, even like you were saying, stay in contact. That has to be a priority, like your grandmother did. Write it on a calendar and remind yourself. How many times do we meet somebody and say, oh, man, we need to do lunch sometime, and it never happens because you really didn't make it a priority. You didn't sit there and say, okay, that's a great idea. Let's do it. When are we going to do it? What's a good day? You know, and make
Absolutely.
It a priority.
Absolutely, and pinning that down. And people know if you say, hey, let's get together after this networking event and never call, people know, they remember, they feel it. And it's also, they should be calling too. But if you say, hey, I'm going to call you next week, call next week.
Right.
Call next week.
Make it a priority.
Or I just whip out my phone and say, hey, how's Monday? Hey, how's Thursday? I'm free at 9 on Friday. Do you want to have coffee? And it's amazing that those are the conversations, because in business, it's all about referrals and connections. And so that's a large part of my business. With my company, Dreams Transform Reality, when I'm talking with people, if they've had a great time with me, if they're having a great experience, I'll ask them, hey, don't keep me a secret, because you can never know enough cool people and people that you enjoy working with. So anyone that I'm working with, I've enjoyed working with.
Right. That makes a huge difference. And I think what makes you a good coach is that you really do care about people. And so people feel that, and they know that, and they know that you really care. And so they want to help their friends by introducing them to you so that you can care about them too. You know,
so nice. Absolutely.
Sure, because if it's just a job to you and you're just doing your job, they're going to feel that as well. Or if you're just trying to be as successful as you can be, they're going to feel that. But when you really light up because somebody succeeded, or you really light up because your client is telling you something that means something to them, they see that, they feel that. And if you're really helping them, why would they not want to share that information with friends and send them your way?
Absolutely. But I want to just speak to that priorities that you were talking about, because it is so, it's such a great piece there about priorities, just knowing what the priority of the day is. And if something's a priority, I ask myself, what has to happen before this day is done? You know, what has to happen in order to achieve that goal or that thing that I so want to have?
Right.
No matter what it is, am I willing to do it today? And everything that I do today has to move the needle forward towards what it is that I say that I want to create.
Right.
And anything else that's just not going to serve that goal, just cross it out. It's either a distraction or I'm a firm believer in breaks. Like, you know, every 50 minutes I take a break, walk around the block, do a little yoga stretch, you know, jump up and down, whatever. But, you know,
love on my doggy.
Love on a doggy. Absolutely. But, you know, watching like 17 hours of Netflix is not going to move the needle forward.
Right.
And then we wonder why. So having the strategies in play and having everything written, and then just taking the action towards the thing, and, you know, loving what you do. I can tell the difference. So I remember one time we had at the theater, we had Tony Robbins. He was doing an episode, and the man is very tall. I think he's like 6'7" or something, and his wingspan
is
got to
be
the
same. Him.
Yeah, he's huge. And, you know, every seat was filled, of course. But the man has so much stage presence. He's so on fire that even if you were standing in the back in the balcony, you know, it's 1,500 seats. So if you're standing in the back, you could feel the passion, and
it's contagious. It's so contagious.
It's so contagious, and you can't fake it. So to your point of, you know, you can feel it. If you're on stage as a musician, a performer, and it's what you really love to do, And I don't know any performers. If you hate what you're doing, we should talk.
But, right.
You know, to either be able to love what you're doing again and find a way forward, or to be able to do the thing that you really love.
Right.
So, because everybody deserves to do what they love to do, everybody can do what they love to do. And it's amazing to be able to turn that around for and with people.
Absolutely.
So that they can have that.
Right. And the flip side to that is, especially with artists, I think they are so passionate about what they do and they do love what they do and it takes over their lives. They fall asleep thinking about it. They wake up, you know, thinking about it. They dream about it. They, you know, they don't stop talking about it. And when they can't do it for whatever reason, if there's something in their lives that's a roadblock, that's keeping them from being successful, it's so hard for them because it's so much of who they are. So when they can't do it, it's so frustrating. And it's amazing when you start working with them and they find those breakthroughs and everything starts to come together at how their lives change and how their whole attitude changes and how it involves every aspect of their lives when it finally starts coming together. And it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's so great that you're coaching and working with artists, because there's so many and we need the artists. We need the culture in our society.
We
do. Being able to help them move forward and love what they love to do and whatever it is that, you know, sometimes there's financial support that they need, or, you know, turning that around so that there's less stress.
Right.
But it's so great that you're doing that and coaching artists. Cool.
I love working with them. I just love their passion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great to see that and experience that with you.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's amazing. And, you know, it's really fun for me, too, because it's a two-way street. When I'm coaching somebody and I'm seeing their lives change, it changes mine, too. Every time I coach somebody, I'm coaching myself as much as I'm coaching them, I think. You know, you always see a little bit of them in yourself. And when you're talking to them, you're talking to yourself too. And so coaching is a real growing experience for both sides, from my perspective anyway.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's great because you never know. Sometimes a person comes to you and you know, they say, I remember I was at a networking event and a woman came up to me afterwards. I only said like 3 sentences about what I do. I help people powerfully transform their lives. So come talk to me after the meeting or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
She came up and she was like, I need to work with you. And we worked together to transform her life. And I had no idea what she was going to end up like. You kind of don't, you know, you have an idea, but sometimes it's always so much bigger.
Right.
Than what they came to you for. They get that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And then so much more. So the kind of like the artistry, if I could talk, or the creativity in it is allowing it to go wherever it's meant to go. And you're in working together with people to find that, it allows me to delve deep into my creativity to unlock anything that I have as a resource, along with my experience and training, but just as a human being, to be a complete channel for them going forward. So it's a powerful experience, and that's part of the creativity, is using everything in our resources to be able to help them move forward. So, I mean, there's all different kinds of clients. I mean, there's doctors and coaches that I work with. I've worked with actors. I mean, it's always something different, which is so great. I mean, I would never want to sit in an office and do one thing every day.
Oh, so
anymore.
True.
So there's true. Ways to get around that and ways to do it in a different way. But
right.
For me, I like to, I mean, I walk around while I coach and I get to, you know, take breaks every hour and all that
right.
stuff. So it actually accesses a different part of me as a human being every
right.
time I'm talking to somebody.
And you know what's really fun about it too is that everybody you meet, or at least in my case, everybody I meet, I always look at them as somebody that can help my clients, meaning I love to have a network. And so it's so much fun for me to be talking to somebody and have them say that they are looking for a specific kind of person. I go, oh, I can help you with that. I can introduce you to this person. And so anytime I meet people, not only am I sitting there thinking about how I can help them, which is kind of cool too, but I'm also looking at them as somebody that can provide for and help the people that I'm working with, and vice versa. So it really changes your perspective on people. We're all working together to get where we need to get. And everybody that I meet is somebody that has something to offer the people that I work with and the people I know, and vice versa. So it makes it an interesting world to live in.
Yeah, pleasure is just such a common word for it. It's just, it's kind of...
It's fulfilling.
It's gratifying, yeah. It's fulfilling. It's really fun to do, and then to hear back how it's going.
Right.
You know, and interestingly, it's so great when somebody does refer you to somebody else to follow up and say, hey, this went great. Sometimes people leave that part out. It went great. I'm working with that person, that we're up to great stuff, and thanks so much. You know, I've heard it said to follow up 7 times. Say thank you 7 times in 7 uh-huh. different ways. But it's about the passing along my information and having that trust in what I do, and I trust you too. And mm-hmm. so just contacting them a bunch of times to say how it's going.
Right.
Nothing confidential, of course.
Yeah. You were talking a little while ago during the break about an app that you use for setting priorities, and when you were just talking about being sure that you follow up 7 times, that's again another priority, and it only happens if you mark it down and see to it that you do it. And if you're going to have those kind of priorities and you're going to make people feel important to you, because they are, you had talked about an app that you use. Would you mind sharing the information on that, because I thought it was really pretty fascinating?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's Toggle is the name of the app, and so it's an app on your phone. You also have to download it on your desktop so that they sync, because I made the mistake of not syncing them because I didn't have the desktop. So you have to have both. Anyway, so you put in hourly what you're doing, and so there's business organization, and there's also sales actions. Sales mm-hmm. actions. So self-care, exercise.
Wow.
And then at the end of the week, I can see, oh, well, I haven't been to the gym 3 times. I haven't been once. You know, it was a busy week,
right,
or I was traveling, and see where I'm off, and
right,
then assess, oh, no wonder I feel this way,
right,
or no wonder this goal isn't here. Am I willing to do more next week? So I can
right,
really assess, because people think they're doing one thing and they're actually doing another.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Using that app to see what is actually happening. And a lot of business owners don't plan time for self-care and family, that they get home from their busy job. You know, if they're working in a company or they have their own business, they get home and they just continue working. And especially in the first 3 years of a business, they just continue working. And then they wonder why there's the family issues and things. So making it a priority, not only to take those sales actions, but also to spend time with spouse, to spend time with children, to I had a client who loved reading, and just like, I'm like, when was the last time you got a book? Gosh, I think it was like 3 years ago, she said.
Wow.
So getting an actual book, not on the line, and not something that was to forward her business, but something like a, you know, just a fun novel to read, a novel, and then going to the park and sitting under a tree and reading a book. And this was something that was deeply satisfying. So if I were that person, I'd put in self-care in
right,
parentheses book. So you get to measure different things. I think I have like 10 categories, and sometimes I'll add in another category
right,
so I can assess what's actually happened.
Right.
And that's a tool I use, and it's helpful to clients as well, so we can address what's actually happening, because we think we have a certain idea, and then we find out that it's actually something else.
Yeah,
so,
I was really interested in that for one reason, is that you can always look back at last week and see what kept you from doing what you wanted to do. In other words, like you'd said, if I didn't get to exercise last week, it's really hard to just think back and say, okay, why didn't I exercise? You're not going to probably be able to do that. But if you have an app like that, you can look at it and say, okay, now this got in the way of me exercising. Was that really more important than exercising? It might have been. And if it was, then okay, no harm, no foul. But if it was because you were sitting watching Netflix or something like that, now you have something to remind you of why you didn't do the exercising, and then it's up to you to say, okay, now I didn't exercise because I watched Netflix. Is that moving forward? Is that stopping me from moving forward? You know, does it matter? And if it does, then we want to do better this week.
Yeah, and it's just having a gentleness, you know. It's like wearing a loose garment. So just looking at it as, where did I make the choice to go off the rails? And how was that? How was my experience? Some clients, you know, they may, you know, decide to start smoking again, or they may decide to go spend a whole bunch of money that they hadn't planned on. Where was that decision that they made? Oh, well, funny enough, it was right when they were supposed to go to the gym. It's not like, I think it's really important to hold those decisions with an aspect of compassion, so that we're actually desiring to make a different choice next time, rather than okay, yeah, where did I go wrong, and I'm going to beat myself up about it. Right. So there's no, you know, put the stick down and just looking at what it was and increasing.
Deciding if it was worth it or not, and deciding if it's something you want to do again.
Yeah, and meditation is one of mine. So I meditate 40 minutes a day, and just making that happen, because it's amazing the answers that come from meditation.
Oh, absolutely.
And it doesn't matter what type of meditation, but all my clients meditate. I think every one of them at this point is meditating. So it's just, it's free. It's easy, and the things that you get as a resource, the belief that you're connected to whatever it is, the answers that come could be walk slowly. Oh yeah, call this person. Sometimes I forget to, I have an Excel spreadsheet. I don't use Salesforce. I don't use any of those CRMs like that. I just use an Excel spreadsheet for all my contacts that are prospects or current clients or things like that, and there's next steps. The client's name, their phone number and address, if I have it, if they've purchased, and then next step. And next step has a date on it, and then you can sort due to the date. So that's it. There's no funky, you know, expensive system. Sometimes the most simple systems are the best. So then I follow up with that. What's the next step? And then actually taking that step. So in meditation, what I was saying is that sometimes I'll miss something on the Excel spreadsheet, and it comes up in meditation, or something that's just way out of left field.
Right.
For some reason, call this person today. And then I call them, and they say, I was just thinking of you.
Yeah, I get up every morning, and I spend, I don't say I'm going to spend X number of minutes doing it, because I just get up, and I really spend a lot of time praying, and I finish when I finish. Sometimes it's going to be 20 minutes, sometimes it's going to be an hour or two. It doesn't really matter. I don't set a limit to it, but I get up pretty early in the morning too. But the funny thing is, there are days when I'll wake up and I say, I really just don't have the time. And you're right, meditation is free, but very often when I don't feel like doing it, I say, you know, I really can't afford not to, because if I don't, it might be free, but it costs to not do it, because I'm never as productive, my day never goes as well, very often my mood just stinks.
Yeah, we lose money, we lose time, and repeat actions that are disastrous, so, or just pointless.
It might be free, but it's sure expensive to not do.
That's right. Great.
Well, we are coming to the end of the show, but I did want to give you a chance to share your website and your information so people can contact you if you have any questions or if they want to get together with you. So I'd like to give you the chance to do that.
Yeah, great. So I have a company, Dreams Transform Reality, and you can find me online, dreamstransformreality.com. I also have a website, getworkyoulove.com, easy to remember, getworkyoulove.com. And yeah, they can just go on there and send an email there, and I'm happy to talk to anybody that wants to change something in their life and do something different. And it's been a real pleasure talking with you and talking with your listeners.
Thank you. Well, we will definitely have you back on the show. And I know you have transformed my life in more ways than one. And I know that you can do it for others as well. So thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And again, if you want to get in contact with me, it's successwithmackintosh.com, or you can call me at 866-636-4696. Let me know how we can help you. And we look forward to being part of your success. Thank you again for listening to It's a Crazy World. Have a fabulous week. Keep reaching for the stars. And don't forget to tune in next week on It's a Crazy World.